afternoon. Welcome to Warmaster Podcast episode 38 with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners. Today's title is...
Top threes.
One, two, three.
Yeah, the magic number, three.
That's the limit of my language.
Reasonable. Right, so, that's what we're going to be talking about, top threes. And we played a game.
Yes, we played a game for the Triwiz tournament, which is coming up very shortly. This is Friday the 4th, and the Triwizard is next Saturday, so it's Saturday the 12th. And we both used the armies we are taking to the Triwiz. Very successfully.
For some of us. More headaches for me. But anyway, we'll talk about that later. So, first thing to talk about is, you've probably already noticed that we've had to change the music. Why is that? It's because I did a bit of research, and you're supposed to be having a PRA license to use music in podcasts. That's about £300 a year. It's not really worth £300 a year for the number of people that listen.
No.
And just a bit of a folly on my part.
That's probably like £1 a listener.
Probably. I don't want to be asking for money to do it.
No, God no.
Forget about it. So what we're going to do is use some free music.
Don't care. Right.
Yeah. I'll keep it short. That's the best I can say. I'll do my best. You've already heard some of it. There'll be a bit more at the end. Yep. That's it. Music's done. Right. I don't want to be sued. So, fine. Whatever. Okay. Right. So, what have you been up to, Paul? It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, it has.
We recorded 2 weeks ago today.
Yeah,
two weeks today.
Yeah, yeah. So, since we recorded last,
you've done loads. I've done nothing, probably.
I played a lot of games of Guild Ball, actually, I think. I've fitted them in. Well, actually, I had a big long week of work, the week after we last recorded.
Half term, that was cool.
And I managed to get in some Guild... Because also, after we have I have a Guild Ball club event the week after the Triwiz. I'd like more games of Warmaster, obviously, but Guild Ball games are easier to pick up.
I can see Fishermen here. Where have they come from?
Oh, yeah, they're going to Tom, because I'm going to do the Union as the second team, so... Right. Tom's picking them up. And I played Eric at Guild Ball. I played Adam at Guild Ball. And I've played Sherwin at Guild Ball. And is that it? Yeah. And I think I'm playing Dan later as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all good.
Right. Okay. Are you going to talk about any of the games?
Well, it's all.
I know it's all Guild Ball, so don't go too mad. But yeah. Have you not played any Warmaster at all?
I've tried. I mean, I would have done, but it's our Warmaster players tend to be guys. Your people aren't free in the days. I've been at work at the weekends, and I was away with the army at the weekend, and that kind of smashed me out. Really, I mean, I'd like to play a game against Rodders, for example, would be good. But I don't know if we're going to fit it in before we go. But anyway, I played. And I put up on the forum, because I could make the club at about 8:15 next Wednesday. If someone wants to play a game of Warmaster, that'd be great. Okay. Or at the very least...
Have you not been playing your Marvel figures?
The last time when I played Eric, we played some Guild Ball, because he's playing in the club event as well. So,
right. So you're ramping up to Guild Ball tournament?
Well, I just don't want to get, like... I'm going to have to play that event off no sleep. Yeah, because it's after
that's never a good idea.
So,
and it's four rounds.
Yeah, I need to like do most of it on muscle memory, on like team memory. I mean, you take eight players to a match. I have eight players, but I'd never change them. It's like that's my six. That's it. I don't care.
Like the ones with the highest armor.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm not replacing the theme. I'm not reducing the theme. So forget about it. But I'm also played used some Union guys as my second team, and that's like, yeah, cool, that's what I'll do as a second team, so I'll pick them up as well. And that's where we're at.
Uh-huh. Okay, so...
But I do think that, now I'm getting the games of Guild Ball in, I do think that they're going to struggle to release more stuff and keep it still, that's like a guild, that's a theme of a guild. Like, I've seen Sherwin put down quite different slants on the same guild, and it's like... I'm just saying, like, it's different. It will be hard. I mean, hard for them to keep things to a guild. Like, if you release too many strikers, that will play for butchers, for example.
All right, there's a similar issue in War Machine that basically people say everything's just different colours of the same thing now.
Yeah, yeah.
Once your faction gets so big, everybody ends up with virtually everything.
Yes, exactly. But for a game system, obviously, to make any money for people to work in it, it's got to expand. But you run that risk of the X-Wing issue, of over-releasing.
Right.
So I'm guessing Season 3 comes out November, January, doesn't it? I mean, I would have been happy if they would have just said, if they would have gone like, okay, so say I'm playing Masons, and they said, Masons, we've done them. That's what the Mason team is.
Right.
And then and they expanded the game by releasing more guilds.
Okay, I think...
Because I'm saying, like...
You know those farmers are coming.
Yes, I know, and they are doing that. But I'm just saying, if you give me more guild players for Masons, or more union players that play for Masons, I guess at some point I'd be able to find the... I'd be able to correct the... Play Masons, not like Masons, if you follow.
Right, so yeah, you're playing like Butchers or by Brewers or whatever. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I suppose there's a danger as your product gets big.
Yes, exactly. I mean,
you get like faction bleed.
Yeah,
I guess is the term for it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've been loving the game. It's just like, it's just cool. It's and I'll see how I do on the day. Yeah.
Okay. That's now. I've done actually nothing. I'm not, Magic Club.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect to win it. Of course. I mean,
no, you're not
going to
win it.
I think.
Just set your expectations down. No sleep. Yeah.
Two, hopefully. Yeah.
Two.
2-2.
Yeah. Depends who you play.
It depends who I play.
Yeah. So, I haven't done much. I've played Magic a couple of times, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Magic on Monday, Magic the Monday before I went away, took my kids away. Oh, the Kickstarter, we'll talk about that later. So.
I mean, like, hobby-wise, I've been hammering a lot of painting today.
You update us every time. So now you're down to 3 units.
Yeah. I am, yeah. Only 3 Skaven units left.
Oh, you've only got a week. So. And as long as you don't get wrist injury.
I really liked using them today because the majority was painted. It was like, yeah, look good on the table. I'm happy with what I've done. Like, so yeah, good.
They were good, yeah. Mm-hmm. The dirty little rats. Okay, right, KR sponsorship. We're still sponsored by KR. They make lovely gear. I had my High Elf Army in a KR case today because I'm now getting ready for the tournament.
Yep.
I've dug the stuff out of the loft. It's all packed, ready to go. I've broken loads of bits off my models as usual. So it happens every time I touch them. Dragon's head.
Gone. Eagle's wings.
Gone.
Yeah.
I'll make sure I pack some super glue.
Yeah, I mean, I'll bring some anyway, but I haven't really got a breakable army. But yeah, I'll
I wish
help,
you could
I'll
break
fix-
that. That, what was he called?
Screaming Bell.
Screaming Bell, I wish you could break him. He looks quite fragile if I dropped. Anyway, so good. Right, so we'll do Blackgate Miniatures update next, because I've got the list. Paul doesn't have it today.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We finished on 2,500, which is 2,550-something. It was really scary the last week. There was lots of... we got quite a lot of the way towards 3,000, then it all fell off towards the end as people... got buyer's remorse in advance, which is a little weird to me, Kickstarter. So it's easy to kind of pledge the money, but then as it gets to the time where you actually have to pay the money, people start getting a little bit jittery.
Is that inevitable? I guess so. Isn't it?
Yeah. So we got cannoneers, we've got armoured warriors, and we've got warriors. So that's very nice. And now it's just up to me to get them all sorted and sent out and made up and stuff. Yeah. Happy days. I'm as happy as a northerner can be, so...
Yeah, I mean, because you couldn't call anything a success, could you?
Well, I was a Liverpool fan, and they always said, Bob Paisley said you could have the one night off. So when you won the league, you could go out that night, and then the next morning you started training again. So that's... so it's like sort of success is gone now. What's next? Anyway, good. So we're done by game miniatures. So now. The main topic of the day. We need to talk about a game.
Yeah, we need to talk about a game, yeah.
So what list did you... Do people know your Skaven tournament list?
I think they
list?
Do, yeah. I mean, and it is a tournament...
It's
a tournament list for this tournament. We should... Because I wouldn't take this to a Winter Roller style.
Because?
Because I'd need some... I'd do these units as well and get rid of some of the clan rats.
You need more punch?
Yeah. I need a bit more punch sometimes. Yeah.
I wouldn't argue.
Mm-hmm. But I would do that. Anyway.
But you play the rope-a-dope, which is the old Cassius Clay, isn't it? So you're hiding on the ropes, at the end.
Just take it. It's fine. Doesn't matter. Rat swarms don't care.
Then suddenly, boom! Right, so I'm back to my old High Elf tournament list because I gave into the cheese.
Barry had to do the most... filth broken thing.
It's not
possible.
Broken as balls. I think Dark Elves may be more broken. Cause
oh, now you've changed tune.
No, right. No. I've always said Dark Elves were good.
Have you? I thought you said High Elves. Oh, never mind. Yeah.
Who's got the best cav?
Yeah.
Oh, got leadership 10.
Yeah.
Even better cav than the High Elves.
Who kills their own characters when they get wrong.
And the general's cheaper. 155.
Right, okay, yeah.
Because, yeah.
I don't know, right, okay.
It was only leadership 10. Don't worry about it. If I've said it before, if you ban high elves, basically you just make dark elves the best. And what's the counter to... There would be no counter. They would just be like dark elves tier 1, nothing else.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, my tournament high elf list is six spearmen, 2 archers, 4 silver helms, 3 reavers, 2 giant eagles, 2 bolt throwers, a general, a hero, a wizard. The hero's on a dragon with a sword of might and a scroll of dispelling. So we have 19 units, 10 break and scout of 15.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, today's scout, forget about it.
Didn't even contest it.
Plus 12.
Yeah, I had 3. so never mind.
So that's one big strength about this list, is how high the scout value is.
Yeah. It chooses the battlefield it fights on.
Okay, and what was your scout? 3?
3, because I got one unit.
Go on, tell them your list. I can't remember it all.
Okay, so it's 18 unit of clan rats.
Just 18?
18. The mandatory 4 rat swarms, 2 Giselles, 2 warp lining cannons, a unit of plague monks, a unit of rat ogres, a unit of gutter runners, 2 units of storm vermin, 2 warlocks, a screaming bell, a doom wheel, and Greyseer, and 2 heroes.
Two wizards.
Well, the wizard, the Greyseer is a wizard as well.
So 3 wizards.
Yeah. What it does, I mean, it's the massive break, is what it does. So it's not going to contest a scouting role because it can't. You could put rats, I realised you could put rat swarms into it, but why bother? That's not really, I don't think that's really what they do.
Well, you could have them in a brigade.
Well, no, as in, like, you could use them as scouts.
But how would you deploy them?
Exactly.
A brigade of rat swarms.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't want to do that. And the army's just about enveloping the enemy. And
Attrition.
Yeah. Attrition all the way.
It was, yeah. So, I won the scouting role, you won the kickoff.
Yeah, I didn't. I only got one order off. No, one. Only my general passed any orders first turn.
did he only get one off as well?
He got 3.
Oh, did he? He was a good lad.
First brigade forward, second brigade 2 orders.
He did well, your general.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For a rat. my first turn, what did I do? I just brought up my artillery and positioned my silver helms, and that was about it. I didn't really do very much at all. But I'll put my artillery on a hill and position my silver helms, so nothing.
Mm.
Then turn 2.
I started to get a lot of orders off, and I started to envelop and create a line that overlapped Barry's battle line, both left and right of it.
Yeah,
which is good. And I managed to get some Skaven on the right into a woods. The intention is just to I know he's going to alpha strike me. I think it's almost impossible for me to alpha strike him, considering my limited command.
Yeah, that would really be a messy.
Yeah, and whenever he does do it. I'm going to then counter-attack what he's sent in. The thing is, in this, I mean, to its credit, I mean, High Elves, we rate them as the best, if not one of the best.
No, it's one of the best two.
One of the best two.
Yeah.
But Skaven are a difficult matchup for them because in this, Barry's Silver Helms are obviously his best tool, but they cost 3 times as much as what they're likely to fight. In clan rats.
Which the vast majority of your army's clan rats.
Exactly.
So that's when you're fighting.
So attrition wise, if a unit of mine kills a stand and dies, I'm coming out on top. Overall.
Because you're reducing my combat effectiveness and my leadership.
Yeah.
Because I can't move them around as well.
So Barry has to attack with his brigade of 4 silver helms at once for them to win against a huge block of Skaven.
And the reason you have to do that is because if you go in piecemeal, you lose to combat rats and get swallowed up.
And I can chase you.
And get swallowed up.
Like,
I've done that in the past, so I know that rule.
And the second thing, and this is where I'd say if I was Barry, I'd have played it differently, is the next best tool he's got is a brigade of elf infantry. If you put 4 units of spearmen as a brigade, they're not Chaos Warriors, but that's the best thing you've got. That's the closest thing you've got to it.
Yeah.
You know, and I'd have probably put the dragon character would be fighting with the infantry.
In column.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like your normal tools, your scalpels, your reavers and your eagles have really, really bad matchups here unless they can get into flanks.
Mm.
Because the combat res normally is irrelevant. You do your damage, they do a bit of damage back. They win on combat res, but you just push away, and then when they initiative charge you, they do a little bit of attack and then you push away again. Exactly. But it doesn't happen.
No. The Silverhelms can't attack a big brigade frontally. They'll get killed.
The Silverhelms can.
No, sorry, no, it's in the Reavers. And their bowfire is doing something, but they, as soon as they get caught in a combat, they'll get pursued. So it's strange because, like this, if you're a high elf player and you knew you were playing Skaven, your army would be quite different. I think you wouldn't, because you wouldn't take the weak options.
Bring eagles, probably. Yeah. There's no point to them.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't bring very many Reavers either. You just max out on Silverhelms, which is what's that? It's unlimited.
Yeah. There you go.
So yeah, bring as many Silverhelms as you can cram into an army.
Yeah, exactly.
And just smash them in the front.
Yeah. So that's interesting. But what the tale of the game carries on is that Barry's Brigade of Silverhelms contacts my Skaven line on the right hand side, not the extreme right, but on the right hand side, because the extreme right's held in a wood. They obviously win that fight
handsomely.
I take off 2 stands out of 4 units. And I lose a lot of Skaven.
And then they do a couple of advances. Yep, so in total, they probably take out 8 units.
I mean, realistically, it probably couldn't have gone better for you. And then...
But that's 8 units. So you're down to about 9, break.
About 9, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so then I concentrate on countering then those 4 units. I turn my middle, so my shooty brigade, to start firing at it. Luckily, I get that. If I'd have failed that order, that could have been the game there. If I failed the turn, the middle.
Okay.
That one order is to turn them.
Well, you were still one of the interesting issues with the Skaven list is how effective a Screaming Bell can be, especially if there's enemy near, and especially if your stuff's already dinged up.
Yeah.
Because you're potentially on -3. Your heroes are rolling 5s or something ridiculous.
Really, really savage is that. So, So where it mattered, I wouldn't say I rolled particularly well. There wasn't a combo that stood out as in that went fantastically for me. Well, what I did get was the orders where I needed them, which was turning my centre brigade and then putting pressure on Barry's Silverhelms. Then I didn't counter them and like knock them off in the next turn. It took several turns.
Yeah. But the interesting thing was that I normally would have reformed my Silverhelms. And got them away.
Yeah.
But I never got the chance because the bell got too near.
Yeah.
And then that one dragon character was ordering best on a 7.
Yeah.
But realistically, enemy near and dinged up units. He was on like 6s and 5s. And it was just never. He never managed to get an order off.
Yeah. So that,
before
and
they died.
And that allowed me to fight and kill these Silverhelms. And when you committed the eagles... and they did some damage, but I managed to catch them as well because I got my orders to turn.
One of them I was really happy with.
Yep.
One of them, my eagle went in on a warp lightning, and that's definitely the right move in the flank.
That warp lightning had been exposed because of fighting.
But it wasn't worth as much as I expected. 50-50. But the game broke on me attacking the Screaming Bell in the flank with a unit of eagles and my character.
Flying your dragon character.
And unfortunately, it was part of another fight because he was being dragged by a unit that got involved with the Silverhelms.
Yep.
And I lost that combat, not that round.
Yeah,
I think it was a draw, but then I couldn't get far enough away, and I know I'm going to get swallowed up now. So I got swallowed up, and that cost me, that unit going cost me like 250 points.
Yeah. So the game, so we played it not on the death clock, we played it to the Triwizard like round times. So after 2 hours, we basically said, okay, so in this situation, we'd probably be asked to finish the game because the round time is finishing. And we just quickly, because Barry would have another turn.
I'd have had one more turn.
And we looked at the situation, like, will we realistically swing back the points?
There was a chance I could have done it on break.
Yeah, there's a chance you could have done it on break.
Because you were down to 6 and I was down to 4.
Yeah.
But points-wise, I was on 7...
Yeah,
I done 760.
300-odd.
Yeah, and I'd done 450. Because even though I'd taken 11 units, they're worth nothing.
And looking at the table, there wasn't 300 points of my stuff he could feasibly get in one turn.
Yeah, it's only a draw anyway. I wouldn't be playing for a draw.
Yeah.
You'd have to play for the break.
Yeah.
But the problem was, and you say use your infantry to attack my infantry.
Yeah.
But the problem is your infantry's always wider.
Yeah.
So not only are you always getting more attacks, it's more support.
Yeah, so if your infantry was of the calibre of, like, Chaos Warriors, then they could it wouldn't matter. They could still, do enough. But Elf infantry
is kind of mediocre.
It's 3-3-5. It's the same Storm Vermin, isn't it? Yeah. So they're not, like, some of the stuff they're going to fight, they're not better than. In fact, if I get the Rat Ogres involved...
They're worse.
So, Yeah.
So it's interesting because you can't guarantee winning even on the charge.
Yeah.
And if you lose on the charge, then it's forget about it because they're gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is because you can choose not to pursue, then reform either side of them and just swallow them up.
That's right. Yeah. So
the sideways swipe.
So anyway, the game ended when because I won because of VPs, which is how the game would end in the Triwizard if we've run out of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tactically, I think Skaven's not a particularly easy matchup, but the way to play a tournament like the Triwiz is to be really aggressive early
yeah.
and get as many points in the bag as possible
yeah.
and then try and not play slow, but play defensively.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not commit. Yeah, back
yeah.
up.
Yeah, because yeah. when you're ahead, you're ahead. I can't control how long the game's going to go because I'm only controlling my portion of the game.
Mm.
I can't control how long you spend on your turn.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, for my army to kind of work in this environment, it's like it's going to have the opponent's going to have to allow it to play. Yeah. It's like so I will go behind early on because I will.
Yeah, but you might not go behind as much as they're thinking behind.
Yeah.
Because I thought, oh my god, 11 break, and da, 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 and then we added up, it's about 450 points.
Yeah.
And you go, hang on, mate.
Yeah.
Like 11. Man, it's all trash.
It doesn't mean anything. Like, Tis Skaven.
So I think that's going to be interesting when people actually come to the VP and they realise how little damage they've done.
Yeah, yeah. Because I, for the Triwiz, you've grudged Janus. I've grudged.
I don't even know what he's using, Janus.
I don't know. Norse?
Is it Norse?
Maybe.
Oh, Jesus, they're broken as balls as well.
I don't know. I'm not sure, actually.
With this stupid chariot that brings out Valkyries and stuff.
And I've grudged Steve, the guy, one of the two from the doubles tournament we enjoyed playing, and he's using dwarves. And that'll be tight for me, because we'll see how many four-up saves he will make. Nutrition-wise. It should be good.
Great thing about dwarves is that the thing that you're best against, they don't have. They don't have any light cavalry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They don't have any flyers.
It's going to be a classic matchup, and I really enjoyed playing those two at the doubles. That's why I grudged him, because I wanted a really good game.
And they're going to have some phenomenal cannon fire.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be, for me, that's like... But I'm hoping that he hasn't played Skaven often. And because they're not a common army, Skaven, because they're rare. They're like rare models.
Yeah, but for each Skaven unit that dies, you only have to kill one standard dwarf warrior.
One standard dwarf warrior is the same as elf cavalry. Yeah, exactly. That's what I got to tell myself. And I'm just going to the dwarf army's never big. I will, if I can surround it.
They've got no terrifying creatures.
Yeah.
It's good for you.
It's good for me, but it's the cannon. See how the cannons are performing. Like, they can blow chunks in my army and I can't avoid it. I can't get across the table quick.
Blow the right chunks.
Yeah, exactly. Just put rats
like swarm fire.
Yeah.
The swarms are so bad in combat.
Yeah.
They're like they're the first thing to go because they're giving so many wounds up.
Yeah. I think for that one I'm going to have to form the rat swarms into a special take the cannon fire brigade. And they just run forward.
See what you mean? Because you can even take the bounce.
Yeah,
all of it.
Just run forward, and like they won't drive. They're not driven back, and just like until he gets 9 wounds, the thing's there. Yeah, like
And then you have to leave them behind because you can't.
It's going to be tricky to pull off, but
it'd be interesting. It'd be a good match to watch towards against Skaven.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in my setup today of how I like to form the brigades, I still have excess units. So those excess units can be all the swarms just going forward as cannon fodder. Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. And my advice, if you're fighting Skaven, is hit them in the flanks.
Yeah, well.
It's easier said than done.
Same advice for any army, isn't it? Yeah,
But there aren't many flanks.
That's the point of Skaven. I don't give you many flanks.
Well, with dwarves, there are flanks because there's so few of them.
Yeah.
You can eventually find some flanks. But with these guys, no flanks.
Might I say, like, to the thoughts to the event going forward is, I don't think our games are going to finish. So, we'll wait and see. I mean, obviously I'm going to enjoy the games, but I don't see them finish. We'll see.
It's interesting because we played in the doubles. The first round in our doubles, the game had literally only just started. We'd done nothing.
Yeah, we'd done nothing. Yeah, and that was because I failed to command.
Was it a draw or two? We won like 2-1 or something because we'd done
something like
300 points and they'd done nothing.
Tiny, yeah. It's like, oh.
Yeah,
but I know I'm playing Steve, which is what I want to play. And then the second round is random. The third round is Swiss. yeah, oh, you can't grudge someone in the second round, so we just have to wait and see what you get.
Okay, good, good. Right, yeah, so that was an interesting match today. Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see how it works.
Yes.
I'll see if I can resist the lure of the Lizardmen, who would definitely give these guys a better matchup.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the Lizardmen would be better.
Because Lizardmen struggle most against, like, things that can damage them at range, like cannons and stuff.
I mean, but we're unlikely to play each other in the tournament. You can't go to the tournament assuming me and you are going to vied up in a round.
How would this Stegodon do here? Would it be all
right? Oh, my God. He would be crunching his way through everything.
We can only kill 2 units a turn.
Yeah, yeah.
No better than cavalry, I guess. Right, so the main topic today, top threes. So I don't think we've been playing for a year now. And in that year, I'm not saying that I know everything there is to know about this game.
There's some armies we haven't played yet. So.
Yeah, but I certainly know more than I did a year ago.
Yep.
So I decided, let's have a little bit of fun and let's name our top three for each position.
Yep.
I'm not going to... If something's obviously broken, like Cathay Bolt Throwers,
yep.
I'm not including them because I don't care.
Okay.
Because in my mind, they don't exist.
Yep.
I don't want to see them.
So, okay, so we can only speak about what we have seen on the table?
Oh, no, not anything you want, really.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But okay, obviously stuff that you can have first-hand experience is better than whatever they call it.
Theoretical
gold fishing or whatever they call it. Right, so melee infantry is my first category for the top three. So
Scale of Clan Rats.
Yeah, of course. Good, well, because they're too cheap.
Yeah.
They are too cheap.
Because of numbers.
Why are they 40 points?
Because they're good. Like, good value. No.
Why are they 40 points?
Just because they are.
Because they are.
Because they are. Because they're the best.
Why not?
Like, they're the bestest. Okay, what do you think for best? I'll tell you what my top three are.
Okay, so I put Iron Guts.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I like them a lot.
Yeah.
But at the moment, they're wrong, because their Chaos Warriors are 5 points cheaper, and that shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way that Ogre Bulls are too expensive, maybe, or whatever. No. Yeah, they're too expensive by 5 points. These are too cheap by 5 points.
Okay. Right.
And they're obviously a very good counter to your Skaven.
Yep, yep.
Because Skaven are just like little Scooby snacks to them. So I like Iron Guts, I like Saurus.
Okay, yep.
And I like the next one is very similar to Saurus, Ronin. Saurus and Ronin have 4 attacks with 5 up armour for dirt cheap.
Yeah, Ronin are...
No. Dirt cheap. I think Saurus are 75, and I think Ronin might even be 70. Ronin are just lunacy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it 70? I'm going to look at what you say, what you fancy as yours.
So, I think best infantry in the game are Chaos Warriors, personally. Yeah.
Ronin. Mm. Oh my god, Ronin are 65! Mm. But let me get that attack first. It's only 4 attacks for the first round, which is the one that matters, really. 65, oh my god, that's broken. Okay, what did you say?
Chaos Warriors, top, best infantry.
Even though Iron Guts are cheaper.
Yeah, but Chaos Warriors are cooler.
I like the fact you're taking this seriously, sir. It's on the 5 points cool tax.
Yeah.
Chaos Warriors.
Paid, gladly.
They've got big hats, fantastic tick.
Then, honourable mentions else are Dwarf Warriors.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I rate them. Mm-hmm. That 4 up armour save.
Okay. So we've got 2 lots of 4 up armour save now. What are we going to say? Croxigor, they got 4 up armour save.
Next, and then other honourable infantry I would mention.
Croxigor are good.
Lizardman Temple Guard.
I'm getting bent. The 12 warriors.
Now, I think I would say for second or third, I would say a very good value infantry unit, like for the points, as in cheap, and to get masses, which in this case would be skeletons, perhaps.
No, I don't like
it's
clan rats.
Yes, clan rats.
Cheap.
Cheap.
Sweet. Right, ranged infantry. Oh, yep. I need to get a different list up. Ranged infantry. Go on. What do you fancy? I'll tell you what I said.
Well, I think it's the best ranged infantry in the game.
Yeah, there's not that many of them, to be fair.
Skaven, Giselles.
Oh, they do everything, don't they? Are they super cheap as well, then?
No, they're not. But, yeah, generally the...
Are they the same price as your guys in the dwarf list?
Oh, okay, but anyway, I'll go into what I'm really saying. I would say Elf Waywatchers.
They're the renders, yeah?
They're the rending.
Yeah,
shots.
They got my first one as well. I've heard this bullcrap about, oh, they're only two! You only get 2 scans! You still get 4 shots! Hitting on threes, killing on sixes.
That's why they can shoot you in the eye. 2 shots, 2 eyes.
Yeah. Waywatchers, they got
Waywatchers,
my first dirty kids.
Next, Dwarf Rangers.
You reckon?
Yeah, because they are missile troops and they can pursue anything.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah, like, they're very good.
For the dwarf list, they're essential.
And then the last missile infantry Dark Elf Crossbowmen, maybe, perhaps. Okay. Right. Because they can just kick out a lot of fire.
They can, if you get near enough. So I put my second and third were basically the same troop. They're High Elf Archers and Wood Elf Glade Guard.
Yes.
30 hit on threes. Mm-hmm. Just feels wrong.
Same thing.
Yeah, they're exactly the same thing. Mm-hmm. Right, so next one, Light Cavalry. I'll do this one first. My favourite Light Cavalry are Reavers.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
But not in this game.
Yeah.
So, meh. I shoot 9 times into these rats. Meh.
I'd say my favourite are Dark Riders.
They're my second.
Yeah.
So Reavers, Dark
but
Riders.
Elves and a horse, like fast cavalry. They excel at being fast cavalry.
Oh, they move miles and shoot miles.
Yeah.
And yeah. Because you get the choice of shooting once at 30 or twice at 15 as well, so flexibility. And if you put 3 units of Dark Riders near to some, that's what's that, 18 shots? Oh my god.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's 9 hits. Yeah, that's a lot.
Good,
that's a lot of hits. And then third Light Cavalry. I've got an interesting one here.
Wolf Riders?
Like Skaven, eh? No, no, sorry. Oh, Walking Goblins. I said, oh, that's an interesting one. I said Chaos Hounds.
Yeah. Are they it, like, are they?
The Dirt Cheap. 30 points. Are, 30 points, 3-3.
Yeah.
3-3 nothing.
Yeah, 3-3 nothing. And they work very well in their, both lists they're in.
Yeah, and Beastman's unlimited, isn't it? Because Bronner's is building some like 16 units of them or something. Oh my god.
Yep.
3-3 nothing. I mean, again, they're not going to like playing Skaven.
No.
3-3 nothing.
No.
But
again, because they're the wrong choice for that. But
if you get them into a flank.
Yeah, they could
12 attacks in a flank, even with no armor.
I think they have an extra one on the charge as well, Chaos Hounds.
No, that sounds wrong. Right, Heavy Cavalry.
Me first?
If, I don't mind.
Okay, Chaos Knights. Cool tax.
200 points.
Cool tax. Like,
they're good.
They're good.
How many are you taking? Two?
Two.
Two.
Like, right. Smash. Okay.
I put as
Dark,
my favourite.
Cold One Knights?
Cold Ones, yeah. Because they're cheap.
They're cheap and they
4-3-4.
Yeah.
140 points.
Yeah. Mammoth Riders, the right, what are they called? The
Rhinox, no. Too expensive.
Not enough armor.
250 points.
Not enough armor.
No. So I said the Dark Elf Cold Ones.
Yeah.
Because they're cheaper.
Yeah.
I think they're only 120, are they?
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they're good. And then I put Tomb King Chariots. Because I like the fact that they're flexible.
I have a range shot as well.
I don't know if 5-up counts as heavy cav, but it's not light cav, so.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. Would I say anything else? I mean, the 110 points for the standard Empire Knight or Silverhelm Knight is very good.
It's everywhere, isn't it? That
it's everywhere.
Entry.
That entry.
In Araby, in Bretonnia.
It's like the way a Command 8 hero is 80 points, a unit of heavy cavalry, 3-3-4, is 110 points. It's across a lot of army lists.
Yeah.
Most common one is the hero. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think, and that's the linchpin of most games, is that?
Yeah, exactly.
3-3-4.
Because when you've got a 4 of armour save, you could tank, you could win any combat by luck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially if you're a Screaming Bell.
Yeah.
So, I put in 13 attacks in the Screaming Bell.
It was a suspicious number, you see.
And did two wounds.
And I prayed to the horde
rat. Oh my god, 2 wounds! 2 goddamn wounds! Goddamn Screaming Bell. The Screaming Bell is a really interesting piece.
You should have one for unique then.
Yeah, unique. So is it 100 points?
125.
Even if it was 225. For the amount of rules that thing brings.
Yep. You can only have one. It's only unique. It's unique one.
See, because my initial plan, just going off on a tangent, was I was going to put my eagles round the back and get the eagles to charge it in the arse if you failed to turn your brigade round.
Fair enough, yeah.
It wouldn't work, probably, because you'd probably just tank the bloody thing.
But it has no combat, it doesn't do any attacks itself.
Okay.
So if you've got you have to have it in the middle of stuff. You know, like, if you've got it it's such a key.
Does it die to any movement?
Yes.
Okay, well, maybe that would have worked.
So you win on combat, But the eagles don't have combat res. I mean, it's risky to expose it. Like, I've thought at times of putting it in the middle of a line, but it has no combat attacks itself. So that's why I tend to put it behind other units, because it is so important to me. Yeah,
it does so much.
Yeah.
A crazy amount. Anyway, so artillery.
Dwarf cannons, best thing.
Are they not just cannons?
They have 6
cannons. Oh, they got 6 Dwarf cannons, too. They're pretty good dwarf cannons.
Yeah.
And then Empire cannons, probably.
Yeah, I would say cannons rule. And then the next thing I would say is Dwarf Flame Cannon. Oh, it's the best attack, most attack dice modifier in the game. It can put out 18 shots.
Okay, I picked two more obscure ones, and they're both coming from the Trial Armies. Oh my god, here we go. Broken as balls.
Or the Chaos Dwarf, Earthshaker. Here we go.
What a piece of thing that is. So the Earthshaker, let's have a look at this bad boy. So it's 90 points, one stand. Yep. Shoots three, so it's one. With three range, three hits, six up save, because it's a dwarf.
Yeah.
This is the one that...
Confusion on a four.
Yeah, so no armor saves, obviously, in confusion on a four.
Yep.
And anything in base contact gets confused on a six.
Yep.
It's good, boom, 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 boom.
I would also say the trebuchets are quite good in Bretonian list.
Ooh, I think...
Because they've got their massive range and they can fire...
Tournament list.
The tournament list.
Yeah.
I like trebuchets.
And the other one is a very similar piece for me, rocket launchers. So you have one attack, this is two range. Yeah, Cathay. Two hits, balls. No armor save. But you get two per stand.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got four of those bad boys, 85 points each. And I think these have got the same broken as balls thing. Drive backs, confusion 4, 5, 6.
Mm-hmm.
So... they can't shoot. That's not as bad as I thought. It's fireworks, so range 60, hit targets on drive by 4, 5, 6. Anyway, no, they're not as bad as the Earthshaker. Earthshaker's way worse than that. Okay, right, good. So we got cannons. You said flame cannon.
It's a cannon. It's a cannon in the title.
I say Earthshaker. And that's dwarf as well.
Yeah,
that's a cannon.
But also like
cannon that shoots in the air.
I also like trebuchets.
You like trebuchets.
Well, because of their range. Their range is massive. I mean, I know you can't move them, but that range is great. 80 centimetres. Yeah, and you can fire indirectly. They're always doing something.
Always doing something.
Always doing something.
And always hitting on sixes.
Yeah, yeah, if they're firing indirectly, yeah. You can't get worse than that.
Confused on fours? No.
No, but no arm saves. Yeah. No. I mean, you might get lucky.
So what are you rolling? Three dice?
Four dice each.
Oh, eight dice?
Yeah.
You might spike and get three sixes.
Yeah, you might do, might you?
But you can never expose them.
No,
my eagles just go boom.
Yeah,
and they're both
gone. They are terribly vulnerable, but you know.
On the massive base.
Yeah, it's a piece of siege equipment. What do you expect?
I don't know. So, monsters.
The best monster in the game. The humble orc giant, I reckon.
A giant definitely made it. He's not just orc, though, is he? He's everywhere. This guy.
The giant entry.
He's in ogres, he's in here, there, everywhere.
Because his giant goes wild chart, once you've played a few games of it, you can start using that to your advantage.
And that turn where he goes in and he does 18 attacks.
Yeah, because he's gone, you've rolled the six for the blood, for when he's failed an order. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Not much stands up to that. Okay, no. Doomwheel.
Well, is that a monster? I suppose it is. Yeah, okay.
And because
more
it's a machine. 4 and 4, isn't he?
Plus it's Skaven, so it's obviously.
Yeah, it's
Skaven. Yeah.
It's 4 and 4. Doesn't he do a million attacks on the charge?
Does 5 attacks, so he's...
7.
He's a charging chariot, count says, so he does 7 on the charge in the open and an extra d6 because it's Skaven.
So he does between 8 and 13 attacks with terror.
Yeah.
And it's 4 up, say, 4 hits.
Yes, he does.
On a really small base.
Yeah, one stand, yeah.
He can put some work in that guy.
Yeah, he's, I mean, he's 150 points save, so it's
he's
like...
He's a giant.
Yeah, that's almost 5 units of clan rats.
So more clan rats. And the other one I like is Araby elephants.
Ah, yes, they are. They're stampede rule, aren't they?
Are they monsters? Is that
they are monsters?
You get one.
Yeah.
The whole 4 of them are monsters.
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
The whole 3 of them. Why am I talking about 4?
There's
elephants monster. Yeah. So you get unit of 3, 5, 4, 5 monsters.
Yep.
They put out a lot of damage. That's 21 hits, isn't it?
Four hit.
See why? If you imagine Rhinox riders, 5, 4, 5. That is a Rhinox rider.
Yes.
3 stands per 100 per unit.
Yes.
That's a Rhinox.
Yeah, that's right.
200 points.
Yep.
I know they've got some confusion rules and stuff.
Yeah.
But Rhinox riders are 50 points more than this, and they've got rules coming out of the wangs, mate. They've got rules for this. Must pursue. Can't do this. Can't do that. And these guys are good.
Yeah, they are.
They are good.
They are good.
I remember when I played against them, they are good. I like those. So, I put Doomwheel Giants and Elephants.
Mm-hmm.
Flyers. What you got for Flyers, boss?
Flyers, best flyer in the game, probably Batonian Pegasus.
Pegasus Knights, yeah.
Because they can actually attack.
They've got five of armour.
Yeah, it's saying they have to charge, but it's only when they close. But you want them to do that anyway. So there's no getting them back, but like they, you know.
They should kill
any,
whatever they
any
go
flyer
for.
Unit with five up armour is the best flyer.
Well, I think that's the only one.
Is that the only one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lizzim and Pterodon Riders are quite good.
They are. They're a little bit expensive.
Harpies are utter shit.
Harpies like, are terrible. Eagles are pretty similar to Pterodon, so I think Pterodons are probably better. You're paying 20 points more, but they get shoot
attack. Range attack, That can matter. Yeah.
And another Araby one, the Flying Carpet.
Flying carpet. Oh, my God. A flying unit with two ranged attacks. What? What is this?
So two units bringing 12 attacks. To anywhere on the board.
Oh.
One order, they move 100, 12 attacks onto this cannon.
Bullshit.
Or like six into this cannon, six into this cannon.
And it's just the idea is like, what is it? It's a, it's hundreds of guys on flying carpets. It's like, where are these made? It's like Ride of the Valkyries or something. Like,
they even shoot when you charge them because they've got 360, haven't they?
Of course, why not? Because you're only on a carpet, aren't you? Like,
so it's not to be sniffed at. Yeah, I mean, again, they wouldn't like getting
against Skaven. You've seen all the crap one of them does in Aladdin. Like, you imagine how hundreds of them.
Hundreds of them. Armies of them. Yeah. Armies of carpets. So spell list, Paul.
So I think the best spell list in the game is... And this is my idea, not your idea.
All yours,
the Undead Raising Dead. So either in Vampire Counts or Tomb Kings, it's the same spell. Probably Vampire Counts have a better one because they have Vanhoof's Dance Macabre as well.
That's a good spell, that one, I've heard.
That's strong. Because that Raising Dead spell is everything in the game. Attrition, everything.
Everything. Leadership modifiers, all the stuff. So Vampire Counts 1, Tomb Kings 2, because Tomb Kings is good, and they have the same spell. And then I said Lizardmen 3, because they have lots of different types of spells. They have a spell that gives you movement, spell that buffs armor, spell that stops you charging, and a spell that does D3, like three wounds, no armor. Yeah. You know, like three attacks, no armor. So
I'd say that orc spell that Geroff honourable mention, because that's just such a weird spell.
Like, I want rid of that spell.
Yeah, so do I.
I hate that spell.
Yeah, it doesn't fit, does it? There's nothing else like it. It doesn't work.
I'd like it against your Screaming Bell.
Oh my god. Like, so
I hope you play orcs. Round two, and they won't let you move all game.
No, it's just I've had that done, and it's not good.
It's not good.
There we go.
Yeah, you can stay there, sir. Stay there. Right, okay, so I now need to go and find the show notes again. So, right, Paul. So, what did you say? Unique items? Because we didn't get your thing.
Yeah, I suppose.
Top three unique items.
Well, I mean, because we mentioned it today. Like, Screaming Bell, because it fits so well into the army and, like, improves so much. Other unique stuff?
I know one.
Oh, is that the one that makes you a dispel in the...
the Nippon.
The Nippon
temple.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bag of dicks. Yeah. It's awful.
Yeah.
Whoever wrote the rules, sorry, I don't mean to offend anybody, but the rules for that thing are just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was when Jim was doing the Merc list, it was like, I'm playing this in every list. Neutral, it's going in all my lists.
Any other unique things that stand out to me? I don't think so.
I think unique. You like your anvil? Dwarfs would be hard work without them.
No, I suppose. Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
Because that gives them a 4-up dispel.
The Runesmith has that anyway.
Okay.
The anvil allows you to get rid of terror.
Yeah, a little terror bubble, 20 centimeters.
And you can use it to help a one turn dispel.
Okay. Yeah. And what was the other one? Idol of Mork. We played with that one. You played with that one.
It didn't work. It broke straight away. So it could be, should be good, but there you go.
Unlike your Screaming Bell, if you roll 11 or 12, it breaks. Your Screaming Bell, it don't break.
No.
Skaven Engineering, best in the world. Like
best in the world.
Like, best in the world.
That's right.
Best in the old world. Right. Okay. Well, so I think that's it for today.
I think so, yeah. The only thing, are we going to mention this at all?
Ooh. Like, that's quite involved, isn't it?
It's a bit of a topic, but it's like...
We might save that for next week. We'll talk about it briefly now, because I did say we'd give a shout-out to him.
So what's happened is that the Czech guys who play Warmaster have created their kind of edition of Warmaster.
So there was an edition kicking around that was a French Evolution, I think it was called.
The French wrote it only in French. How French of them.
You cannot speak French. You do not deserve this.
Yeah.
So they Yeah, they put it in English. It's very nice of them.
It's really good. Yeah, so the Rick Priestley, designer of Warmaster, the Warmaster Ancient was the pre-runner to the second edition of Warmaster.
Yeah,
and it played with some core rules and fixed a lot of the grey areas. Now, what's happened is the Warmaster Ancients rule set involves obviously non-fantasy stuff, so some things have
to be looked at. So no magic, no flyers.
So some things have to be looked at, but the French, first of all, had taken this later rule set by the man and adapted it to fit probably the game system that he intended it to fit into, but it never got produced.
Yeah.
And I think Rick Priestley himself has even said such a thing. The game was died by GW. So what these Czech guys have done, have taken that, written it into English and put their own little slant on bits of it as well.
Okay, so that's good. Some of the stuff we were already using in our house rules.
Yes, and that's
like
nice
fighting
to
front.
Yeah, but that's obviously where those house rules came from.
Yeah, exactly.
And
so So next week we're going to talk about the tournament, and we're going
to
talk about
this. This is a lot to debate. This could be a whole podcast in itself.
Yeah, we'll have to talk a bit about the tournament because that's coming.
Because this is interesting to development in the future.
Yeah.
Like, there's some interesting ideas in here, which, like, for example, the one that stands out most to me is fighting just two rounds of combat in a round, being allowed to. And the other one is if you fail a command, your brigade can still move at half pace. So, like, in this situation today, when I had to turn that centre brigade, off Skaven, a half-pace move would at least stop them losing, or at least make a fight of it.
Mm.
And I passed the roll, and it was all good. But if I'd failed that roll, I could have at least mitigated what you would then come in and do to me.
Okay.
So that's a really big thing.
So it's interesting, yeah. So it's called Warmaster Revolution?
Yes, Revolution, they've called it. And what is interesting for us is with Alex and Jim, we need to take this on, look at this, develop it, play, like, go through what we think, and perhaps for the 2018 season, start then...
17.
The 17 we've kind of...
That's just the scenario pack, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, I'd say, like, but for the... We're not going to, in the between now and January, we're not going to, put out some... Yeah, it's not going to adjust it, is it, at all? What I'm saying is... We need to look at this. Is there anything else we're going to put into our errata that makes the game what we like? And that's something to consider. Yeah.
Are you going to ever get this scenario pack out?
Because I
keep getting prompts.
What did I say when it would be?
I don't know what you said, Paul.
Well, you do. You do bloody know what you say.
All I said is you could put out a beta, couldn't you? You don't have to wait till it's finalised. You could say this is the working document.
Yeah,
because then you'd be opening up to feedback.
All right. Well,
it's just that people keep. I had to discuss it with. I had to type it over with Messenger to Rodders because he wanted to play it.
Rodders.
It's like first you roll a D3.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, all right, but I
just put up a rough document. Say,
all
this
right,
is working
but it's difficult to have it available. I'm not sure how to get it onto Facebook as something anybody can then download.
We put it the tier list. We put it on Drive.
Yeah, well, that's something we'll have to do.
We meaning me.
You.
So send it to me and I'll put it out. Mm-hmm. And we can put a big note on the top. This is not the final.
Yeah, I mean, the
please feedback.
It's being used for our event in mid-January. It will be as good as I can make it by mid-December, but I'm guessing if people need a beta before then...
They just want to play it.
I know, all right, that's good to know.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So good.
Called it Winter Roller, best thing. Yeah.
Ego Roller.
Yeah, it's really great.
Ego Roller, that was fantastic.
We've been joined by a friend of ours in the room, so I was explaining that to him. Right, go on then.
Brilliant. Okay, so I think this is it. We've got one more week next week.
So,
play a game, do this, tournament on Saturday.
If you like... I mean, I'm happy with what I'm taking to the Triwiz. I mean, I will. If you want to use your High Elves again, I'll do a different army. Yeah, for you to practice your High Elves if you like.
Yeah, it's just not competition for you now, is it? You don't even take it seriously. It's like I can beat High Elves in my sleep. Skaven.
I did win because of the running out of time circumstances of this event. I might not have won over. I don't know.
We will see.
We'll see.
Okay. Right. So contact details, Facebook page or warmasterpodcast@googlemail.com. That was Warmaster Podcast episode 38.
Yeah.
With Paul and Barry.
Yeah. Thanks very much for listening.